this local law will require jewelry stores, pawn shops, secondhand dealers to be licensed in Albany County. And what it also do is require that when someone comes in to sell a piece of jewelry or a ring or something like that to a jewelry store or a pawn shop, that they have to take a description of the item, take a picture of it, and email it to the Albany Police Department. And they would also have to hold it for 10 days so that if it's stolen, that the Albany Police or County Police or wherever will be able to have an opportunity to return it to its owner in the victim of the robbery or the burglary that occurred.
How serious a problem is this burglary-robbery situation where these items are being resold?
Well, burglaries and robberies in the county are a concern of ours and a concern of mine, because in the city of Albany, the houses that are burglarized, they're going up the colony and selling the items that they're stealing. Right now, currently, there is no 10-day hold. There's no description of the products. There's nothing being done. There's no law at all. So it's a real problem. And this will really curtail, hopefully, some of the burglaries and robberies in Albany County. And it will give an opportunity for the Albany Police Department to have another tool to recover the stolen merchandise and make arrest in these burglaries.
And there is an age requirement. You have to be 18 in order to legally sell these items to jewelers.
Yes, because we found that there are a lot of, unfortunately, members of families were being burglarized by their own family members, or people in the neighborhood, kids in the neighborhood robbing homes and going and selling these items to pawn shops outside of the city of Albany. And I think 18 will curtail some of that.
Now, some of the store owners wanted more time for amendments. Some of the opponents of this plan, they wanted another 90 days. Why were you opposed to that?
I've been working with these organizations over a year, and I've made 25 concessions to this local law so that it would work very easily with businesses in Albany County. I've made all the changes that they actually requested. I gave them the local law, and I said, here, tell me what you need to make this work, because I want to make sure I pass the law that would work and would be workable for everyone. I did all that, and I made all the changes for that, and I thought that 30 days longer, they were just looking at that point, they didn't want to do anything. They had lobbyists, and they were trying to just kill the bill. So I thought that 30 days would be turned into 90 days, and 90 would be 120 days, and the bill would never get to the floor. I knew once I got it to the floor for a vote, it would pass.